China tries to clarify its deal with the U.S., but questions remain. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Chinese government appears to be trying to soothe some rattled nerves after it looked like China and the U.S. were on different pages over a possible trade deal made at the G20 summit over the weekend. China said the changes outlined in meetings with President Trump would be implemented as soon as possible, and for the first time, it acknowledged the U.S.'s pause on raising tariffs was temporary, just 90 days for now. The BBC's Robin Brandt has more from Shanghai.
After a flurry of contradictory statements from White House officials, the Chinese government has now spoken about that deal. But it's only added to the mystery over what will happen next. The Ministry of Commerce said the meeting on the sidelines of the G20 last weekend was very successful. It said China was confident in implementing the commitments as soon as possible. President Trump claimed that China agreed to reduce and remove tariffs on auto imports. But this has still not been confirmed or denied by the Chinese government.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. U.S. markets are closed out of respect for President George H.W. Bush, who died last week at the age of 94. Those markets closed down 3-4% yesterday. It may well have been related to China, but it may also have been due to some bad news about bonds. Some interest rates on long-term bonds fell below the interest rates for short-term bonds. This is what's called an inverted yield curve, and it is not normal. It means investors think interest rates are going to be lower in a few years, possibly because of a recession down the road. That appears to have scared stock market investors. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist with Payton and Riegel. Good morning.
Good morning.
If some investors think that interest rates are going to be lower down the road, and then other investors react to those investors and say, oh, there must be a recession coming because other investors think that interest rates are going to be low. Isn't that kind of like the dog chasing its own tail?
Absolutely. You got to really believe in the wisdom of the crowds, that what's incorporated into the bond market, and then believe that and then run. And I think there's risk to that. I think investors should be a bit more thoughtful. The bond market is not always right, and sometimes the yield curve flattens or even inverts, as we've seen, and then that's a temporary phenomenon, and it goes away, and the curve steepens again. So I think jumping to conclusions about the economy based on the curve, at least in the near term, is probably a bit overdone. We shouldn't have that much confidence there.
Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist with Payton and Riegel, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Marketplace goes beyond day-to-day business reporting to cover the big picture of the economy. We provide context and depth to connect the news to decisions that we all have to make, and we work very hard every day to ensure that our journalism is accurate and worthy of your trust. We don't do this work alone. We're counting on you to help. Become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount you choose, and your donation will go twice as far thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate today at marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
There was a time in U.S. history when getting a manicure was a luxury of the elite. It's a far more affordable indulgence today. Our next guest credits the arrival of Southeast Asian immigrants with making it more accessible to Americans and says we should be paying more attention to their working conditions. Preeti Sharma is author of the UCLA Labor Center study Nail Files. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did immigration change this industry?
Well, part of what our report talks about is how nail salons are a booming multi-billion dollar industry, and the immigrant and refugee labor force, as well as changes in technology, have turned what used to be this high-end luxury service into an affordable one that everyday people can access. And while this labor force has definitely democratized the industry, making it accessible, the cost is being paid by workers through low wages.
You point out that the nail salon industry is expected to grow twice as fast as the average U.S. Industry over the next decade. And you looked at the conditions of workers. What did you find?
So We found that 8 in 10 nail salon employees earn low wages, and this is actually at a significantly higher rate than a national rate of 33% for all industries. And some of those difficult working conditions that contribute to this include being paid a flat rate rather than an hourly rate, actually having minimum wage and overtime violations, and then harassment and surveillance.
Why do you think this industry is so prone to these kinds of abuses?
One thing that this report looks at are agencies at 4 different levels. And so there are agencies around licensing, labor, health and safety, and cosmetics products. And while there have been many inroads made around language access, there's still a lot of barriers around creating non-exploitative conditions. And studies have also shown that workers and employers have a lack of understanding around labor laws.
This does bring to mind the long simmering debate over immigration that is ongoing. One side argues that immigrants take jobs, depress wages. Most studies find that immigrants do not steal jobs and that wages do not get depressed. I'm just wondering where your report fits in.
I would say that this is an example of immigrant entrepreneurship and ethnic niches that are thriving, and they're very much driven by immigrant and refugee and women's labors. And studies have shown that education is a key component in having workers and employers understand labor laws. So the whole point is to create this conversation and to bridge partnerships between community organizations that already have relationships with nail salons and, you know, can best provide this information.
Preeti Sharma is author of the UCLA Labor Center study, Nail Files. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find a longer version of our conversation and a link to the very thorough report, lots of interesting history in there, at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.